Yes, hello, and welcome to The Invisible World, 2016 New Music Special. I'm your host, Frank Todaro. Well, it's a new year, a new start, and a new beginning of sorts for this show. Things got a bit sporadic during the end of last year, with a few big projects on this end, new shows, and so forth. So for those of you who are longtime listeners, you know that outside of the radio show, I'm also a voice actor, host of live events, theater tech, basically everything except for a cowboy or an astronaut, the two things I actually wanted to do when I was a little kid. So the tail end of 2015 was pretty hectic. Some good things, some things, and a bit of traveling for business purposes, and a new show I'm co-hosting, along with author and herbologist Jack Duquesne, the lovely Jack Duquesne. Spirits and Spirits, it's called. We've basically been running around the country, visiting different distilleries, talking to all the mad scientists that started them, and after which, my role is I look into the haunted history of these areas, or sometimes the actual distilleries themselves. If you haven't heard it, please do. It's a whole lot of fun. Very proud of it. Spectral Retrospective made its triumphant return with a new season, and we all survived yet another doomsday scenario towards the end of September. But now it's a new year. Time to clean out the cobwebs and tackle the world head on. I've been looking for a reason to restructuring of sorts for this program, sort of a soft reboot. I even had a short list of possible new intro music lined up. Most people I asked here in the real world, as opposed to the invisible one, seem to dig the tunes that are played currently. So for now, Trash 80 is going to be welcoming us in and taking us back out. But here we are, in 2016, at the start of a new era, both in the invisible world and all of our lives as a whole. A lot of us hosts, we do this, we don't really get paid for the shows we do. Even back when we had sponsors, we never actually saw anything from that situation. We do it for the love of it, as most independent radio producers and hosts do. In this case, I'm both of those. We put our hearts into these shows. We all do. From time to time, we bare our souls, and of course, the contents of our slim wallets. But more importantly, our enthusiasm and want to share something with the world. New ideas, new information, and sometimes new perspectives. It's as much a journey for me as it is for all of you guys listening. Even when we talk about stories of shape-shifting baboons slapping schoolchildren in small villages or reconstructed protein strands from human excrement being made into simulated luncheon meat. Both real stories we've reported on, if you don't remember those. Like all news media, this show is meant for fun. It's fun for me. It's hopefully fun for you guys. But every once in a while, I get an email or a message of some sort telling me how much something I said or something we spoke about, oftentimes without even realizing it, touched them or meant something to them somehow. Now, I'm just some schmo from Queens, New York, who talks about ghosts on the radio. I'm not a guru, nor do I claim to be better in any way on any level of spirituality or mental stability than any of you. But that in and of itself is a testament to how what we do, and I say this not as a radio host, but as that random schmo, what we do and what we say can affect those around us. How putting positivity out into the universe is as infectious as the clickbait rage-mongering that sprinkles your Facebook feed. So that's it right there. Be careful about what you say this year. Be cognizant of how you say it. And be there for each other. Normally, at the end of every episode of The Invisible World, I have a final thought, some reflection on a topic we spoke about. Well, this year, I guess I'm starting it off with the final thought, first and foremost. And at the end of every one of those 180 episodes available online, since the first one in March of 2010, I've always signed off the same way. Be good to each other, and keep looking forward. So be good to each other. Good, meaning well. Doing good when you don't have to. And keep looking forward. Don't look backwards. Don't look only at what has happened in the past and let it pepper what is to come. Be optimistic. Be adventurous. Just remember to be kind. That's it. All right. Soapbox disengaged. So now it's time for a new year and time for some new music. So without wasting any time, there's a lot of time talk here, Jose Vila composed this next song specifically for the show last year. That's right, The Invisible World was part of the inspiration for this next track, as well as the 1980s fantasy novel Five Magics, which also, incidentally, inspired Dave Mustaine of Megadeth to write the song. Now, you've heard Jose's work before on the show, as he's one of my favorite indie electronic artists, so here is Thaumaturgy. Coming up next is a new artist to the show. It's the band Four Eyes. Very Riot Girl, kind of cool pop punk. You're going to dig it. I'm going to play a quick track here, which I think is oddly appropriate, called Blood Moon. So clearly the subject matter is more than appropriate on a show that talks about celestial movements. But here's a full track of theirs. Well, the title does sort of speak to another aspect of the program. So please secure your phone or whatever you might be listening to this on, as you may instantaneously start jumping up and down, and I don't want to be responsible for you shattering your device. Here is Eye of Nude. We'll be right back. Just a super fun band. Check them out on their Bandcamp page, link in the show notes. Now next, we bring it down a notch with a ukulele song about math. That's right, a ukulele song about math. Kind of right up our alley. Indeed, the title of the song is Math Ode. The artist is Kelly Reedy, who's also a physicist and professor at Pratt Institute. Check it out.
Why do some people hate math? Before they even know it, you'll never know the joy of the root mean square until you try it. So you say it's boring at first, you say it gets complicated, but perturb an operator just once you'll see math is good for you and me. But a constant times 1 minus cosine of phi makes the shape of a heart.
Check out a whole slew of other tracks from Kelly on her SoundCloud page. Again, links in the show notes. Now next, we have a new song from a former guest on the program, Sandflower. Sandflower is an absolute master of catchy dance tunes, but also very much into several different conspiracy theories, which has definitely found its way into her art. Next up is a song about a topic that we devoted an entire episode to a while back. So, former guest and former show topic. Double reference in one track. Here is Stanley Kubrick.
Oh,
Now, finally, as I mentioned at the top of the show, last June saw the inaugural episode of Spirits and Spirits, which has totally taken off like wildfire, getting on the new and noteworthy list in the US, UK, Canada, and at least 10 other countries. Seriously, it was like the 30th place out of thousands. It was really something we're proud of. The intro-outro music is a remix of Hallelujah, I Love Her So by Ray Charles, a favorite of mine since I was a kid, which, coincidentally, we actually used the original song as our audio spoiler warning in the last episode when we were yammering on and on about Star Wars The Force Awakens, kind of keeping spoilers out of the public eye for as long as possible. But for now, this is that remix. The artists are Kid Casino and Duddy Moonshine. In the track Made for Trollin', here is Everybody.
Everybody, every how I know, I smiled at them and said she told me so fine. Everybody, every how I know, I smiled at them and said she told me so fine.
That's about going to do it for this, the inaugural 2016 episode of The Invisible World. Thanks so much to the artists and everyone who put their own blood, sweat, and tears into making the tracks you heard tonight. Thanks as always to Trash 80, who made the tracks that you hear every episode. Huge shout out to the Paranormal A Radio Network, who carries this show, Spirits and Spirits, and where I co-host Spectral Retrospective and UFO History Lesson. Incidentally, the station just made number 3 in iTunes in its category, out of thousands and thousands, mind you, beating out some of the big names, the old-timers, things myself I'm a fan of. So, great work, Terry. All the other hosts on the network, 2016 is our year. Thanks to all the other outlets who share this show, everyone who recommended it to a friend, everyone who held the door for an old lady trying to get off the subway. Thank you, everyone. Once more, thank you to everyone here and everyone out there. This has been The Invisible World. I'm Frank Todaro, reminding you to be good to each other and keep looking forward. Happy New Year.